This is 5 minutes to change your life. My name is Joanne Mallon. I'm an author and coach. I love helping people make wee changes that make a massive difference in their lives. Give me 5 minutes of your time today. Just might change your life. Hey, what about you? Welcome to episode 2. In this series of episodes, which are all about how to deal with stress. So in the last episode, if you heard it, we talked about the importance of getting to know your stress, getting a handle on where the stress is coming from in your life, and then starting to feel a wee bit more in control, because then you've got a clearer sense of what you're dealing with. I always think that stress, it's kind of like anxiety, really. You know, you might not ever be able to completely get rid of it, but you can deal with it. Think of it like a bump in the road that you have to navigate, but it's not going to stop you from getting to where you want to go. So we've established that stress is a natural part of daily life to a greater or lesser degree for everybody. You will not find anyone with absolutely no stress in their life. It just doesn't happen. So given that stress is already present every day, I think you can see that some way of dealing with that stress needs to be part of your daily life as well. But we don't tend to do it like that, do we? We treat it like it's an afterthought, like looking after yourself's a kind of a side dish, an optional extra, you know, it's a dessert. But if you start to put calming activities and things that are good for your well-being and your mental and physical health that are able to deal with the stress when it comes up in your life, as it most definitely will. So really, dealing with stress is as much about a shift in attitude than anything else. You know, we all know that there's tons and tons of different things that you could be doing that would help you deal with stress. But will you do it? Will you make it a priority? It actually matters far less what you do. What matters far more is that you do something and you do it often, preferably every day. Make it a rock solid central part of your everyday life, because the stress is already here. So what you need is the antidote to stress to alter, so you can navigate it and stop it from affecting your mental and physical health too much. So I've got a choice of two different challenges for you today, and I'd love you to take on one of them for the next 30 days. Or you can do neither of them, to be fair. I'm not going to be coming chasing after you if you don't. But just let's have fun, let's play, let's do this for the next 30 days. Now, choice one, this is a wee bit of mindfulness to your day. Now, all mindfulness really is, it's concentrating. It's focusing fully on the one thing that you are doing in that moment, okay? Not also reading your phone or thinking about something else that's going on. Just concentrating on that one thing. So you can do anything mindfully. You could walk down the street mindfully. You could have a cup of coffee mindfully. You could eat your dinner mindfully. What do you already do every day that you could commit to doing mindfully? Okay, so I'm not actually asking you here to add anything extra to your day. Just do whatever it is you're already doing, but focus purely on that moment, on the sights, the smells, the touch, what do you feel, the sounds, what can you hear? So it could be taking a shower, brushing your teeth, having a cup of tea. Just commit to doing that one thing mindfully, being in the moment for the next 30 days. And it doesn't have to be the same thing every single day, but my guess is that you'll find it easier to remember to do if it is the same thing that you're already doing. So that's one choice, okay? Or you may prefer the other challenge that I've got for you, and that is to make a point of having a daily creative practice. Now, daily creativity is the most fantastic way to tackle stress. It's so good because it is a mindfulness activity. You know, when you're being creative, whatever you happen to be doing, you will be concentrating on what you're doing and nothing else in that moment. There's loads of interesting research behind this, and it's been found that the benefits of daily creativity will definitely include better focus, better self-esteem, higher confidence, improved mental health, and cognitive function. So your brain will work better too. Your daily creative practice, should you choose to adopt one, it could be writing, drawing, painting. Equally though, it could be cooking, be gardening, could be how you choose to dress. Creative acts can also be something really tiny, you know, just a line of lipstick, a random doodle, the angle that you set your hat at. I've taken up nail art recently, okay? That's my latest wheeze, my latest creative thing. I must admit I'm not very good at it, and it does look like a child's done it. An angry child who's drunk and loose in the nail shop, you know? But I like doing it. I find it relaxing, so I'm going to keep on. And really, what matters much less is what you create. That part of it actually doesn't matter at all. This is all about the journey and allowing yourself to make space for it. And the result, like my terrible manicures, might be awful, but that actually doesn't matter. This is a process of getting to know yourself by giving yourself freedom. Freedom to play. Freedom to express yourself. If you do more of what you love, you'll end up loving yourself more, you know? So which of these challenges are you going to take on for the next 30 days just to bring a wee bit of mindfulness to your life and help you deal with stress? Let me know, get in contact, and make sure you join me next time. We'll be talking about another absolutely 100% guaranteed way to deal with stress. Actually, it might be something that you're already doing when you feel stressed, and it'll definitely be something nice and easy that will fit easily into your day, okay? Coming up very soon, if you're subscribed, you'll obviously get this on your podcasting platform of choice. If you would like to support the podcast with a lovely 5-star rating or a review, I love reading the reviews, please do leave one. And of course, you can always buy me a coffee on Ko-fi, and the link on how to do that is in the show notes. So I'll talk to you soon.